This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It is the live Saturday edition, and as always, anything goes if you take control of the phone lines. Also, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find there are completely free. That is, again, freetalklive.com. We're starting things out here tonight with a guest. We're going to Brian Fleming. He is of the Rational Response Team, also director of a documentary film entitled The God Who Wasn't There, also involved with BlasphemyChallenge.com. Brian, you've got a lot of plates in the air.
Yeah, I do, Ian. There's quite a lot to do.
Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. The reason why you're on the phone tonight, I mean, your documentary, certainly we're going to touch on that, but what caught my attention was BlasphemyChallenge.com. What is it?
BlasphemyChallenge.com is a site where you can go and upload a video of yourself committing what is called the Christian unforgivable sin. According to Mark 3:29 in the Holy Bible, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven.
Wait a minute, I used to be a Christian way back when, and I was told that you could be forgiven for anything. You just go into church and ask for forgiveness and everything's washed away. You're telling me that's not the case?
It's true up to a point. There really is just one. Jesus says there's one exception to the rule that you can be forgiven for anything. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you're guilty of what is called an eternal sin. You can never be forgiven for blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Now, as I understood it when I was a Christian, there was the Holy Spirit, there was God, and then there was Jesus, right?
That's the Holy Trinity, that's right.
So you can blaspheme Jesus and God, but not the Holy Spirit?
In fact, yeah, Jesus says in another Bible verse specifically that you can speak against the Son of Man, which was Jesus, but not against the Holy Spirit. So he specifically says exactly that you know, it's only the Holy Spirit who will, you know, damn you forever if you commit blasphemy.
Well, you know, I'm a bit of a biblical scholar. I don't know everything, but I know quite a bit. And for one, the Trinity isn't exactly outlined in the Bible. As to how that all fits together, it depends on what particular denomination you're from. But blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, I've heard defined as, and besides what you're saying, you know, talking out against the Holy Spirit, I've heard it defined as just ignoring the call of God. I don't know why people explain it this way. It seems to me like blasphemy of the Holy Spirit would be speaking poorly against the Holy Spirit. But have you heard people say that to you before?
Yeah, the unfortunate thing for evangelical Christians about Mark 3:29 and the other verses that lay out pretty much the same scheme is they're pretty unequivocal. But it undercuts their claim that you can be forgiven for anything. It undercuts their recruiting efforts because the whole idea is, you know, anybody can come in and no matter what horrible things you've done in your life, you know, Jesus will forgive you. So what they try to do is do with this verse what they do with a lot of verses in the Bible. They pretend that they don't say what they actually say. But the verse does say what it actually says. And, you know, playing games like that, is something that they can do if they want to. But, you know, the plain reading of the text is still sitting right there.
Now, it also seems to fly in the face of the concept, the much-talked-about concept that God is a all-loving and all-caring God. Because, I mean, if that was really true, why would he sentence you to eternal damnation for uttering a few words, essentially?
Well, nobody who actually reads the Bible could ever come to the conclusion that God is a loving God.
That's true. That's just the PR. That's just the PR.
That's just the PR, yeah. From the beginning to end, I really encourage Christians to actually read their Bibles. It's something that I think everyone should do. We should be looking at this mythology and seeing what it says. And from the beginning to end, God is a horrible, horrible person. I mean, look at his plan for salvation was, you know, he created this. He decided that what he'd have to do is send his own child down to earth to be tortured and killed, and that's how people could be saved. He decided that. So, you know, what kind of person is God?
Well,
I don't know how to drowning all those people in the flood.
I don't know how to confront that precisely. Do you think that maybe there's a little bitterness here?
There might be a little bitterness, although I'm well over my bitterness at the church. I grew up a fundamentalist Christian, and you know, I got over that delusion a long time ago.
That's what I wanted.
When you say fundamentalist, were you Pentecostal or?
It was sort of a non-denominational fundamentalist school that I went to, and they taught, you know, this strict doctrine. That,
did you flip around on the floor like a fish?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't charismatic like that or Pentecostal. No,
just wondering. That's kind of where I wanted to go, and we sort of stumbled into it here. Is what is your history? I mean, who are you, Brian Fleming? I mean, how dare you say these things about God? You know, where do you come from? What's your exact history as far as the religion thing?
Well, I grew up a fundamentalist Christian. I went to a school that was fundamentalist, and it was all God, all Jesus, all the time. And it took me a while after I got out of that school to kind of get over it, really going to college and kind of learning the world didn't operate the way that they said the world operated. It gradually dawned on me, oh, you know what, it was all BS. So that's my history. And
The world doesn't operate the way that they told you it operated, what's that mean exactly? What sort of delusions did you feel that the Christian faith filled you with that aren't so?
Well, there's just no evidence that, well, first off, there's very little evidence that Jesus actually existed. But in any case, even if he is this invisible friend who we have all around us, there's no evidence whatsoever that, you know, he can do the things that he says he can do. There's no evidence for heaven. There's no evidence that a specific scheme that was really developed over a long period of time that, you know, accepting Jesus as your personal savior, which is a relatively new idea, it is the way to achieve that salvation. There's just no proof for any of it. And really, I mean, we're talking about a guy who was supposed to have, you know, 2,000 years ago died, stayed dead for 3 days, rose up into the air above the clouds, but also he's with you right now as your personal savior. I mean, there's no evidence for any of this.
Right. Anybody who's tied in with science, I think, would have to agree on this. And I'm not the reason I brought you on wasn't to necessarily stir it up or to anger the Christians in our audience. And I know there are definitely Christians in our audience. And we tend to have a very liberty-oriented set of Christians, unlike as Mark calls them. We sort of define Christians in two different areas. There's sort of the good Christians that actually do care about other people, and then there's the Pharisees, as Mark describes them, that essentially just want to shove their viewpoint down your throat with the laws of the government. And so we've got different types of Christians.
The reason I call them Pharisees is because if you read the Bible, Jesus came to, you know, not to condemn people, but in fact to free them. And, you know, he was against the people, the Pharisees, that were there, you know, shoving the rules down your throat, forcing you to follow the law, threatening you with violence and persecution, like being stoned for the prostitute, that kind of thing. And he was really setting people free. And it doesn't seem like I just don't hear that from Christians these days. What I see is a bunch of people that want to jam their laws down, their moral code down your throat, and if you don't, you're going to get fined and you're going to go to jail.
Right. So I want to make it clear.
Yeah, they're basically what you're talking about is Christians who strictly adhere to the Bible and those who basically throw it out. Your interpretation of theology is basically throwing out the Bible, and those are my favorite kinds of Christians. They're Christians in name only, really.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm a Christian. I am knowledgeable in the area of the Bible, but
you went to Christian school.
I went to Christian school just like you did. The whole the Jesus thing sticks in my craw. I can't do that. I believe there's a God, not so much with the Jesus.
Well, I think
thing.
You're going to like Brian's film. He did a documentary. Was it last year when it came out, Brian?
Yeah, it came out last year.
It's called The God Who Wasn't There, and I believe the website for that particular movie is thegodmovie.com?
Yes, thegodmovie.com.
Right, so in fact, it's a little on the scholarly side, but I think that just is simply a reflection of how much you know about this topic and how well-educated you are, Brian. And I thought it was very well put together. I had the opportunity to see it earlier this year. And you make a compelling case, essentially arguing that Jesus is basically a myth, right?
Yeah, there's really very little evidence that Jesus actually existed, and there really isn't another documentary that kind of lays out this evidence, and that's kind of the value, I think, of the documentary, is you can actually find out this theory that is rarely voiced by anyone, out of fear, and that is that, you know, Jesus didn't exist, he was made up, and all of these historical attributes that, you know, we call the story of Jesus were really added over a very long period of time.
My favorite part of your movie had to be when you confronted the headmaster of the school that you went to, the Christian school. I'm going to come back, if you can hang on, Brian, we're going to bring you back for some more. Hang on, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Brian Fleming, he is the director of The God Who Wasn't There, also behind BlasphemyChallenge.com. We're going to explore that more coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website, for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go back to the phones, Brian Fleming is on the line from the Rational Response Team, BlasphemyChallenge.com, also the director of the documentary film The God Who Wasn't There. Now, Brian, the reason, again, I brought you on the show was to talk about BlasphemyChallenge.com. And I want to make it clear, I didn't bring you on to throw my atheism in the face of the listeners. I'm not that kind of an atheist.
I don't think that's true. I think you are exactly that kind of atheist.
No, I'm not. I don't care if you are religious. If you're religious, it's your business. There's this kind of this new breed of atheists out there that essentially wants to rescue all of the religious people from their religion. And I feel like I wanted to get away from religion because of proselytizing. So I'm one of the, you know, I'm one of those atheists that's just an atheist and it's my business and I, you know, basically keep it to myself unless provoked or unless asked. And the reason I brought you on was because I think that one of the important things about, one of the things I'd like to see is more atheists essentially coming out of the closet. Not necessarily throwing it in anybody's face or trying to recruit anyone, but to just simply let the people in America know, who are, for the most part, very, very religious, to let the people in America know that we aren't as small a minority as they thought that we were. And that's why I think the Blasphemy Challenge is so useful. Because at BlasphemyChallenge.com, you're essentially asking people to videotape themselves, essentially blaspheming the Holy Spirit, thereby essentially eternally damning themselves to fire and brimstone. Do I have that right so far, Brian?
Yeah, you have that right. That's what it's all about.
And what I think is the neatest part is because it's a video, you can see that these people who are blaspheming the Holy Spirit are essentially your friends, your family members, regular people who are non-believers. They are atheists. And I just think it's really important because you're giving people like the courage, giving them a little bit of courage, giving them a reason to essentially come out of the closet as an atheist. And that's kind of why I had you on, because I think it's encouraging to other atheists out there who a lot of them are just sort of hiding. You know, they're scared of what other people might think. Do you encounter that a lot?
Yeah. You know, the thing about atheism is it's really not an ideology. So it's very unusual for somebody to step into the street to support their atheism. Atheism is simply a lack of belief. It's an ideology in the same way that, say, baldness would be a hair color.
Right. That's everyone's born an atheist.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
You know, I do not believe this crap for a second.
Why not?
Atheists hold on to their faith like no one you would ever believe.
You don't have faith as an atheist.
Absolutely you do. You have to believe that the universe was created somehow, so you're required to believe in
evolution. I don't have to believe anything about the universe.
You're right.
Have you heard the expression, I don't know?
Yes, I get the expression, I don't know. But
I don't know where the universe came from. I don't have faith about any particular story.
You have a belief as to where the universe came from. And
you just said he didn't.
No, I said, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this for a second. I talk to you.
You think I know where the universe came from?
I think that you speculate.
I have no idea where the universe came
from. As I said, and I agree with you,
Brian. It's a cosmic question. I think it's unanswerable. But one thing I do know, I will express confidence about this. It wasn't brought into existence 6,000 years ago, according to the plan laid out in the book of Genesis.
Yeah, I would totally concur with you on that. You're certainly not going to get into a dispute with me on that one.
So you have faith.
I have faith as to what?
That the book of Genesis is false.
I don't have faith. I can do math, and Noah can't.
I thought that was faith. I thought that if you believe something, it had to be faith.
I think you can show with simple math that Noah did not build a boat that was 3 football fields long, 5 stories tall, float around in it for a year with at least two of every and 7 of some animals on the planet. It just doesn't make any sense.
If that's your faith, clearly it's just as irrational as believing the opposite. No, but hey, if that's what you want to believe.
I can point to you very clearly some things that where evolution doesn't exactly
work. But he's not
very
on
well.
Here arguing
he's
for
not.
Evolution.
But what I'm telling you is that
I do believe in evolution, but it doesn't have anything. That doesn't have anything to do with where the universe came from. Evolution answers the question of how did the species develop here on this planet.
Understood. And there's some questions I have regarding that, and I've never seen anyone hold on to a theory the way atheists hold on to evolution.
I think you're talking about two different things. You know, a biologist who believes in evolution isn't necessarily making any speculation whatsoever about a God. I mean, what he is doing is saying, well, it didn't happen the way the book of Genesis says, because evolution obviously does contradict that. You know, the species didn't all of a sudden appear out of nowhere the way that Genesis says they did. But, you know, that's really the only statement that evolution can be considered to make about religion.
All right. Enough of that. Let's get back to blasphemychallenge.com. This actually started a matter of days ago. Am I correct about that?
It did. It was officially launched about 2 days ago, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I mean, it's just spread, it seems to me, fairly quickly. You've gotten some coverage on a few television stations already. There's people's hundreds of videos at this point have been submitted to YouTube. In fact, this is turning into a phenomenon almost.
It is. It's becoming quite viral. There's, I think, almost 200, maybe more by now, videos that have already been uploaded, and it's spreading as people start sharing those videos all over YouTube. YouTube's been extremely useful in making this happen. The social networking that's there has really increased the viralness of it quite a bit.
Well, of course, since it's all thanks to the Internet, which is helping bring people together, people of all different sorts of interests, and in this case, we're talking about atheists, Brian, but we're talking about bringing people together who never normally would have known that each other were, per se, atheists without having gotten to know one another over a long period of time and then essentially sort of hinting at it and then sort of carefully coming out of the closet. Now we've just got the Internet and dropping all those barriers and allowing people to come together, and it's really just turning into some very, allowing some very interesting things to happen, including blasphemychallenge.com.
Now,
and, oh, by the way, if you do take the Blasphemy Challenge, you're offering a little prize up, aren't you?
Yeah, you can get a free DVD of The God Who Wasn't There. Normally sells for $24.98, and you can get it for free if you commit blasphemy.
Now, Brian, I gotta wonder, why? I mean, what's the purpose of blasphemychallenge.com to you?
Well, the purpose overall is to provoke a conversation. I don't think, you know, mostly what atheists want to do when they try to get their message out like this,
mm-hmm.
is what they want to do is have a conversation about religion that takes place on the same playing field that any other conversation about any other topic would take place on, and that is one side makes a claim, and then we talk about does this claim make sense or doesn't it. Religion we usually completely exclude from that process, and here what we're doing is saying, you know what, Christianity makes a claim that if you deny the Holy Spirit, you're going to hell forever. Let's talk about that. And obviously what the videos are doing are demonstrating that many people out there think this is completely false. If Christians would like to explain in a logical way why it's true, you know, we welcome them to do that.
Why it's true that you're going to go to hell for blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
Yes, yeah, demonstrate the existence of hell and demonstrate exactly why, and demonstrate the existence of the Holy Spirit and then demonstrate why insulting that Holy Spirit will send you to that place called
hell.
Yeah,
I'd like for a Christian.
We welcome them to do that.
And I welcome them to do it at 800-259-9231. We got a call hanging on for you. We're going to bring you back, Brian, if you can hang on. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. and so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got there dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, thereby proving that they listen to the show. Once again, you can go visit them at shrine.freetalklive.com. And ladies, if you want to add yourself to it, all the instructions are there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way to treat your customer, the way that they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. That's 1-800-544-6359.
As we go back to our guest on the line, Brian Fleming from BlasphemyChallenge.com, also the director of the documentary, The God Who Wasn't There. Brian, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yes, indeed. Now, BlasphemyChallenge.com, the reason we have you on here tonight, I think it's a fantastic idea. Essentially, would you just recap it again for us, for those just tuning in?
Yeah. BlasphemyChallenge.com is a site where you can go and upload a video of your own blasphemy, and in exchange, you can win a free DVD of the movie The God Who Wasn't There.
Now, that's quite a deal. I mean, that's a $25 DVD, and it's actually a fairly decent documentary as well, so pretty good prize. But you're essentially asking people to damn themselves to eternal hell. I mean, it's essentially eternal damnation.
Did I forget to mention that prize?
Yeah, there's that,
too. It's a little catch.
Right. Now, how does one blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Could you give us an example of what one might say if one were to blaspheme the Holy Spirit?
denying the existence of the Holy Spirit is generally considered enough.
So
just
then,
saying it doesn't exist, that's blasphemy.
So I, Ian, the host of Free Talk Live, deny the existence of the Holy Spirit. That would essentially be blaspheming, and so I'm basically now damned to hell.
Yeah, and here's a great thing, a benefit you now have for the rest of your life. When a Christian comes to your door and tries to convert you, you can just let them know, oh, no, I'm unsavable. Don't waste your time.
Let's go to the phones. We got calls for you, if you don't mind. Let's talk to Jeff in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark and Brian Fleming.
Hi. Well, several things, but I'll be brief. Well, for starters, the last comment he just made, that in the context that the scripture where Jesus said that all sins will be forgiven except for blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, it's actually not possible for a person who doesn't know the Lord to blaspheme the Holy Ghost, because what he was saying was he was casting out devils, and the Pharisee says he cast out devils by the prince of devils, Beelzebub. So just denying the Lord doesn't mean you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. So, and here's another thing. If, you know, he says that Jesus didn't exist, he's just a myth, I'd like to know what year he's living in, and what something significant must have happened, you know, a little over 2,000 years ago. You know, people don't just change their calendar for a myth.
Well, I think that's a little unfair. I mean, the calendar wasn't changed until somewhere in the third century, you know, 300 AD. So that was 300 years ago. I mean, it's like you saying, I know what happened in 1650 because we're in 2006.
Now, Mark, we do have a guest on the line. I would like for him to respond. Brian?
I would point out that today is Saturday, which is named after Saturn. And if we're going to say that because the year has the number it has, well, Jesus must have existed. Well, I guess if Saturday has the name it has, Saturn must have existed too. I mean, clearly, mythologies can be used in order to date things and to name things, and those mythologies don't have to be true.
Jeff, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Brian Fleming.
Hey, I've got a couple things. A quick question first. Let me bring up this point. One thing I want to talk about is that a lot of people are saying that people get mad, or that atheists are so mad, and that people who question are so mad at Christians and mad at other people. And I kind of just wanted to mention that I don't think that it's necessarily that, you know, Christians make it that it's all about themselves. And I think it's more that atheists are questioning, and they're mad at being lied to, and they're mad at ignorance. Not at Christians, not at any particular one religion, but simply at angry at willful ignorance. And then, you know, that's a point, and I guess comment on that, but I also have a question just for some inside information or what's going on with Danielle, the movie Danielle.
What is that?
The Omen wouldn't have been my first choice.
What is Danielle? I mean, you got to explain, like, for people like me that have no idea.
That's my question for Brian Fleming.
I can explain what Danielle is.
Okay.
Danielle is a movie I set out to make a couple years ago, actually, and the God Who Wasn't There, the documentary, came out of it. It is a fictional feature film that I'm working on that's about a Christian high school girl who comes into possession of incontrovertible evidence that Jesus never existed, and she is faced with a choice of what to do with it, and she also becomes a target of fundamentalist Christians who want to destroy that evidence and destroy her if they can. It's a movie that has unfortunately been in a long development process. It remains in development, and all I can really say is when I get the right cast and I get the right situation set up, I'm going to make the movie, but I'm only going to make the movie if I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm not going to make it as just a little movie just to, you know, make it however I can. I'm only going to make it as a really big movie.
Very cool. Johnson, any other thoughts?
So it is in progress.
It definitely is in progress. It's one of the things that I'm working on. And especially when the right person to play Danielle comes along, I think then you'll see it just take off.
What's the best way to follow along, Brian Fleming, for somebody out there listening like Johnson, and Johnson, thanks for the call, but for somebody like Johnson following your career, what's the best way to kind of keep up to date with the status of this film and your other projects?
You can keep up with my weblog, which I update almost daily, and it's at slumdance.com. You can find it through there.
Slumdance.com?
Yeah, slumdance.com.
Great.
Or just do a Google search for my name, Brian Fleming, with two M's in Fleming, and it's the first thing that comes up. Is
fantastic.
My
what we'll do is we'll put this archive up on our website on the guest page at freetalklive.com, and there'll be a link there, a permanent link, so that'll make it easy for people. All right, let's continue. We've got Gary in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and Brian Fleming.
Good evening. Mr. Fleming, I've always wondered what it really meant to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. It seems that it is a little bit ambiguous, open to several interpretations. Some people say that it only refers to those in Jesus' time. Others say it's the act of continually rejecting Christ. Others say that it's criticizing a miracle. And then just wondering what your thoughts were on that. And it seemed like Apostle Paul might have fit into any of those categories prior to him becoming a believer on the road to Damascus. He might have done some of those things. Your comments, please.
It's true. Perhaps Paul, according to the legendary story about him, as a persecutor of Christians, may have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But I think that the other caller was right, or I didn't get to this, when he said that the context in which this comes about in one of the verses in the Bible that mentions this is that Jesus was casting out demons. However, Jesus, just because the context led Jesus to lay out this rule doesn't mean it only applied in that one particular context. I mean, that would mean that only somebody who saw Jesus performing a miracle and said, no, Jesus is using the devil, that's the only person that could possibly blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And I mean, you can make that interpretation if you want to, but I think a plain reading of the text is that, you know, Jesus meant more than that.
Gary, any other thoughts? He's gone. Thanks for the call, Gary. 800-259-9231. Let's go.
I just wanted to comment on this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit thing. It gets difficult because, you know, Christians will run out to save you on this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit thing. Because, Ian, you just did it right here.
Yes, I did.
Moments ago.
It's actually the second time I've done it.
They'll just run out and say, oh, no, that doesn't count. They'll come up with some explanation. Now, my understanding is,
they want my tithe.
And this is where Christianity gets all convoluted. It was written in a language, you know, it's extinct at this point. And God is supposedly holding me responsible for knowing what is said in the Bible. To me, blasphemy is something clear. The Holy Spirit is something clear. Yeah. Well, what mistranslated? They've mistranslated the name of their Savior.
Hang on,
Yeshua.
Brian. We're going to come back. We got more calls for you. 800-259-9231. Question for Brian Fleming? Call now. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Enjoy all the features on our website. You know those other radio talk show hosts? They want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month in order to access their sites and all their features. Well, we give it all away for free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like that fact, then we ask that you support the show on a voluntary basis by buying some stuff from us at Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with over with 35 categories of products, everything from furniture to DVDs to books, high-ticket electronic items, low-ticket electronic items. They're all there, all under one electronic roof, amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, any purchase you make, even the used stuff, any purchase you make, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So, you're doing holiday shopping? Do it in Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Don't know what to get somebody? Get them a gift certificate. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we go back to our guest, Brian Fleming. He is from he's the director of The God Who Wasn't There at TheGodMovie.com, also involved in BlasphemyChallenge.com. But, Brian, you were telling me during the break that you don't deserve all the credit for the for BlasphemyChallenge.com.
Yeah, this whole thing is being put on by the Rational Response Squad, which I don't operate. I'm a member, but I don't operate it. And their website is rationalresponders.org.
Excellent. Now, what's their purpose, just briefly, before we get back to these calls?
Well, the Rational Response Squad is in the business of addressing irrational emergencies, including the ongoing emergency posed by religious faith. They can handle any irrational emergency you're having. They can handle it for you. So.
All right.
You can go and check them out.
Great. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. James, you're on with Brian Fleming on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was just wondering to comment about the comparison of the book of Genesis to science, and that it's, I don't think, a very fair comparison, in that the book of Genesis, I believe, is a book of poetry or / mythology. And that there are two different accounts in Genesis of the story of creation, written by two different authors. And they had no problem putting them side by side because it wasn't a scientific book.
What's the other story of creation? The only one I know, Adam and Eve, 6 days.
Right. Check it out. It's Genesis 1 and Genesis 1-2. I mean, there's two different stories of creation right there, and they're side by side.
I haven't read
Genesis 1 and then Genesis 1-2.
Whoa, sorry, Mark, you talked over Brian. Brian, what'd you say?
I said he's right. The same story is told two different ways in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yep. And it shows a different portrayal of God as being two different types of God, you know, with two different personalities or something, you know. that shows that God has seen one way, then God's seen another way.
Am I drunk? Hold on. I have never heard this before, and I've read Genesis innumerable times. I don't know what you're talking about. Two different...
seriously, pick it up the book and look at it.
I don't like to waste my time with that thing anymore.
I'm just pointing it out that it's not a book of science.
Don't you think it's a little unfair of God, this almighty, all-powerful being that puts me on a planet that is less real than, say, the spiritual world where I can spend eternity in hell damnation, and gives me myths by which to guide me? I mean, here's his holy Bible.
You're talking about ancient society, too, and how they dealt with the world was through their oral traditions and through myth. So that
wouldn't be, but God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mean, isn't it a little unfair of him to give me some old instructions and then expect me to figure out that they're old instructions and they're actually myths and I shouldn't believe this portion of the Holy Bible, but I should certainly believe this other portion of the Holy Bible?
Well, there's a lot of different categories of stories in the Bible. And so it's inspirational for people, yes.
But I believe that.
Also, at the same time, now, I'm Christian, but I still am pissed off at a lot of Christians out there who do take it so literally. I mean, 100%. And you just can't do that and have a rational faith.
But those Christians believe that you are basically wrong for not believing it literally.
Definitely, yes, they would. and there's a broad spectrum of, just like humanity, there's a broad spectrum of Christians out there, too. I mean,
absolutely.
One certain part of it doesn't have a corner on the market.
I'm going to let Brian jump in here in a moment, but James, just one more question for you before we let you go. Why choose the Bible over, say, Zeus?
If Zeus had something that would say to me that would be more like of a Christ consciousness, I found greater truth in my own spiritual value in the Bible than I have in other places. But here's the deal. I still find truth wherever truth is. I don't discount Zeus. I don't discount Buddha.
Interesting
you can't
answer.
Do that.
James, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh,
Brian,
you're welcome. Thanks for your program. I love it.
Hey, great. Thanks, sir. Brian, your thoughts?
there's a lot of ways to be irrational, and I think that that color somewhat demonstrates that you
yeah.
you can be irrational and believe in the Bible, as the literal word of God, or you can believe that some of it's false and some of it's true. There's a lot of ways to take a book of mythology and view it as something other than mythology.
Right. Something I've never understood is why people seem to adhere to one book as opposed to all the other books that are out there. There's something different gods you can believe
in. He didn't claim to adhere to one book over another.
He
claimed to be a Christian, but he's his own designed sort of Christian.
Right.
He takes what he wants out of the Bible, talks
about
the rest.
I'm not talking about him specifically. I mean everybody.
There's so many out there. Almost all Christians are like that guy because most of them don't believe some portion of the Bible or another. And to me,
it's like people picking and choosing the laws they want to follow, basically.
I'm fine with that, too, but you just got to realize what you're doing.
Let's go to Michael.
Yeah, I agree with Richard Dawkins that the Bible should definitely be appreciated as the literature that it is and the important literature that it is. It does belong on a shelf where we keep our important books. It just doesn't belong on a shelf that says nonfiction.
Or above any other books. It's just another book to me. Let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and Brian Fleming.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. I'd like to thank you both for the exposure to the Blasphemy Challenge, first of all. And
okay.
Also, Brian, for the God movie. It was a very good film, Brian. Thank you. And I'd also like to throw my hand in with the definition of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's true that in Mark 3:29, the verse in Mark that where Christ says it's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is the only unforgivable sin, that he is referring to Pharisees who were claiming that the work of the Holy Spirit was the work of evil demons. But it's not the only time in the Bible that blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is listed as the unforgivable sin. It's also listed somewhere in Matthew. I don't remember the verse. But that also mentions the Pharisees claiming it was an evil spirit, but it's also listed in Luke 12:10, and he doesn't make such a reference there. And plus,
are you backing up, Brian, on this one, saying to say that if you deny the existence of the Holy Spirit, then you will indeed be damned to eternal fires, essentially?
Yes, denial of the Holy Spirit is definitely blasphemy. Blasphemy is defined in the Bible, is pretty much just to say anything against the reputation of an exalted being. It's demonstrated in several other Bible verses as well, especially in the Latin, because blaspheme actually comes from two Latin words, blaptine, which means to injure, and fiend, which is reputation. Hmm. And there are several other Bible verses in which it's used to denote injury of someone or something's reputation.
So, like, damaging its reputation would be like saying the Free Talk Live, the radio show, is better than the Holy Spirit.
That's correct.
Damaging its reputation? Okay, very good. Michael, also, final thoughts.
Also, I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. The reputation of the Holy Spirit is pretty much what is said about it in the Bible. So to say anything that contradicts the Bible with regards to the Holy Spirit is to blaspheme it.
Thanks for the clarification. We really appreciate hearing from you, Michael. And, Brian, we're running out of time for this particular hour. You've been a fantastic guest. I want to make sure that we've covered everything. We've got your blog out there. Could you plug that website one more time?
Oh, wait, I want to make sure I do. I gave out the wrong URL for Rational Response Squad. It's actually rationalresponders.com.
Rationalresponders.com.
Yeah, rationalresponders.com, .org, like I said.
And people who want to take the Blasphemy Challenge can actually go to blasphemychallenge.com. And then there's your movie, which is The God Who Wasn't There at thegodmovie.com. So I think we've pretty much gotten all the websites out there at this point.
I think you have.
Excellent. Brian, did you have any parting thoughts, anything else that you wanted to impart tonight to our audience?
No, I just encourage people to go to blasphemychallenge.com, especially if you want a free copy of the video. Be sure to do it quickly, before they run out, because we're only donating 1,001 copies to the Blasphemy Challenge.
That's fantastic. So is there like a form that people fill out? How do they actually get the video?
It's very easy. All you do is you upload your video on YouTube as a response to our main video, and then you just email that URL along with your address to an email that's listed on blasphemychallenge.com. It's extremely easy to do.
That's fantastic. Brian Fleming, thank you very much for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. We really appreciate your time, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Take it easy. 800-259-9231.
I love this. A bunch of atheists talking about the Bible.
There have been Christians who've called in tonight. 800-259-9231. And you're not an atheist, Mark.
No, I've only been sitting here on the sidelines.
Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. We're going to talk about actually what we did today, Mark. We burned some flags.
Yes, we did.
UN flags. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Time's up.